Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Understanding the Misunderstood. I'm really excited to be with you guys again. I know it's been a while, but I wanted to just hop on here and talk about something that I think is very misrepresented and inaccurately depicted in our society today, and that is bipolar disorder. So let's jump right into it. This is going to be a two-part series because in the second episode, we're going to be having a special guest talk about her own experiences with bipolar disorder, and I will announce that in the next episode. So let's hop right into it. According to Mayo Clinic, formerly called manic depression, bipolar disorder is a mental health condition that, quote, causes extreme mood swings that include emotional highs, such as mania or hypomania, and lows, such as depression, end quote. So during the depression part of the cycle, a person will feel really sad, hopeless, or lose interest in doing basic activities. When a person experiences the manic or hypomanic part of the cycle, they will experience euphoria, a burst of energy, or irritability. The mood swings between mania and depression can result in issues concerning sleep, energy, activity, judgment, behavior, and thinking ability. And people can experience these mood swings rarely or multiple times a year. While most people may experience symptoms between episodes, some may not. Bipolar disorder is a lifelong condition, but mood swings and other symptoms are manageable with a proper treatment plan. Bipolar disorder is treated with medications and psychological counseling, otherwise known as psychotherapy. So, what are the symptoms of bipolar disorder? Some symptoms are, first of all, there are several types of bipolar and related disorders where people experience mania or hypomania and depression. The types of bipolar disorder are bipolar 1 disorder, bipolar 2 disorder, cyclothymic disorder, and other. Bipolar 1 disorder is where a person has had at least one manic episode that may be followed by hypomanic or major depressive episode. In some cases, mania may trigger psychosis or a break from reality. In bipolar 2 disorder is where a person has had at least one major depressive episode and at least one hypomanic episode, but never had a manic episode. Cyclothymic disorder is where a person has had at least 2 years, one for children and teens, of repeated episodes of hypomania symptoms and periods of depressive symptoms. However, these are less than severe major depression. A very important note and part of the misconceptions we're going to be getting into later is that bipolar 2 disorder is not a milder form of bipolar 1 disorder, but a separate diagnosis. And typically, bipolar disorder is diagnosed in teen years or early 20s, but can occur at any age. Mania and hypomania. So, the two types of episodes, mania is more severe than hypomania. Symptoms of mania or hypomania are being abnormally upbeat, jumpy, or wired, increased activity, energy, or agitation, exaggerated sense of well-being and self-confidence, like euphoria, decreased need for sleep, unusual talkativeness, racing thoughts, distractibility, and poor decision-making. For example, going on buying sprees, taking sexual risks, or making foolish investments. In major depressive episodes, these include these symptoms: depressed mood, such as feeling sad, empty, hopeless, or tearful. In children and teens, depressed mood can appear as irritability, a marked loss of interest or feeling no pleasure in all or almost all activities, significant weight loss when not dieting, weight gain or decrease or increase in appetite. In children, is failure to gain weight as expected can be a sign of depression, and either insomnia or sleeping too much, either restlessness or slowed behavior, fatigue or loss of energy, feelings of worthlessness or excessive or inappropriate guilt, decreased ability to think or concentrate or indecisiveness, and thinking about planning or attempting suicide. Some of the other features of bipolar disorder, of bipolar disorder 1, bipolar disorder 2, may include other features such as anxious distress, melancholy, psychosis, or others. One of the biggest reasons why bipolar 1 disorder is so difficult to treat is because the symptoms of bipolar disorder can be difficult to identify in children and teens, and it's often hard to tell whether these are normal ups and downs, the results of stress or trauma, or if signs of a different mental health problem other than bipolar disorder. Children and teens may have distinct major depressive or manic or hypomanic episodes, but the patterns can vary from that of adults. And moods can rapidly shift during episodes, so some children may have periods without mood symptoms between episodes and some with. The most prominent signs of bipolar disorder in children and teenagers include severe mood swings that are much different from their usual mood swings, which is one reason why it's really hard to differentiate between normal behavior and bipolar disorder. I just wanted to read this excerpt from the Mayo Clinic because I think it is really, really important, and it is titled When to See a Doctor for Bipolar Disorder. It says, despite the mood extremes, people with bipolar disorder often don't recognize how much their emotional instability disrupts their lives and the lives of their loved ones, and they don't get the treatment they need. If you're like some people with bipolar disorder, you may enjoy the feelings of euphoria and cycles of being more productive. However, this euphoria is always followed by an emotional crash that can leave you depressed, worn out, and perhaps in financial, legal, or relationship trouble. If you have any symptoms of depression or mania, see your doctor or mental health professional. Bipolar disorder doesn't get better on its own. Getting treatment from a mental health professional with experience in bipolar disorder can help you get your symptoms under control. And I'm going to continue reading under the section When to Get Emergency Help. Suicidal thoughts and behavior are common among people with bipolar disorder. If you have thoughts of hurting yourself, call 911 or your local emergency number immediately. Go to an emergency room or confide in a trusted relative or friend. Or contact a suicide hotline. If you have a loved one who is in danger of suicide or has made a suicide attempt, make sure someone stays with that person. Call 911 or your local emergency number immediately. Or if you think you can do so safely, take the person to the nearest hospital emergency room. Causes of bipolar disorder. The exact cause of bipolar disorder is unknown, but several factors may be involved, such as biological differences to have physical changes in their brains, or genetics, because it's more common in people who have a first-degree relative, such as a sibling or parent with the condition. Okay, now we're going to go into the myths and facts of bipolar disorder, and this is by the National Alliance on Mental Illness, which is a resource that I've used many, many times on this podcast. And so, let's just begin. The first myth is that there's only one type of bipolar disorder, but the fact is that according to the DSM-5, there are 7 types of bipolar disorder. So there are a bit more than what I had previously mentioned. There are bipolar 1, bipolar 2, cyclothymic disorder, substance and medication-induced bipolar and related disorder, bipolar and related due to other medical condition, other specified bipolar and related disorder, or unspecified bipolar and related disorder. The next myth is that people with bipolar disorder are just moody. This is something that truly, truly makes me angry when I hear it, even though I don't suffer from bipolar disorder. I feel like it's something that comes up really often and can be such a difficult thing to hear from someone. So that is a myth, and a fact is that the extreme highs and lows of bipolar disorder are very, very different from mood swings or moodiness. People with bipolar disorder experience severe changes in energy, activity, and sleep, and it can be really, really challenging. Bipolar disorder can be debilitating and often requires hospitalizations, but it is treatable. Another myth is that bipolar disorder is mostly mania, when the fact is bipolar disorder features wide ranges of mood disturbances, including mania, hypomania, and depression. Connected to this myth is that mania is fun and exciting, when the fact is that when people are experiencing mania, they may feel good, have lots of energy, feel euphoric, and can go without sleep. And this might sound appealing, but mania can also be an extremely unpleasant experience characterized by irritability, restlessness, and feeling out of control of your own decision-making. During a manic episode, people might take serious risks and do things that they would not ordinarily do. And these typically have damaging effects and may take months or even years to recover from. And sometimes, mania is also accompanied by psychotic symptoms like hearing or seeing things, which can be so distressful, confusing, and very scary. Another myth is that people can stop taking their medications once their bipolar disorder is under control. However, a fact is that taking medication for bipolar disorder acts preventatively to help people avoid future manic or depressive episodes. I'm not a licensed professional, so I'm not going to be telling you what to do, but it's always important to consult with your doctor before starting or stopping any medications. I do not want to be someone that says, oh yeah, it's okay to stop this medication, or okay, it's good to start this medication. I'm not a licensed professional. I am simply trying to take information and research from the internet and give it to you in digestible form. So that is all the information I have for you guys. I just wanted to say, if you or a person you love is suffering from bipolar disorder, please, please, please seek treatment if possible. I know accessibility is really difficult, so I encourage you to spread awareness, donate to various organizations, and be an ally and an advocate for people who might not be able to defend themselves. So thank you guys so much for listening. I know this was a short episode. I just wanted to make it really digestible before our next episode with our interview with a very special guest. So thank you very much, and I will see you in the next one. Bye, you guys.